Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Daily Detachment. Today, we're diving into something that I think we can all relate to. Staying grounded when life throws you a curveball. Or maybe even a whole baseball team's worth of curveballs. Ever feel like you're spinning out of control? Like your to-do list is growing at an exponential rate. Emails are piling up faster than dirty laundry. And that inner voice keeps screaming, "What is happening?" We live in a world designed for instant gratification and constant stimulation, which can make it super easy to lose sight of what truly matters. But listen, there's a way to navigate the chaos, to find that calm amidst the storm. It's all about cultivating an inner anchor, a sense of groundedness that doesn't get swept away by every little breeze, or hurricane, of life. So, how do we actually achieve this? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that can help you stay rooted when things get wild. First off, practice mindfulness. It's not about emptying your mind completely. That's a myth. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths. Notice the sensations in your body, and really listen to the sounds around you. This simple act can help you break free from racing thoughts and reconnect with reality. Think of it like hitting the pause button on life's crazy movie for just a few seconds. Next up, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a minute every day to appreciate the good stuff, even the little things. That warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Shifting your focus to what you have instead of what you lack can be a game changer in shifting your mindset from overwhelmed to empowered. Third, set healthy boundaries. You're not responsible for everyone else's happiness or well-being. Learning to say no and mean it is essential for protecting your time and energy. It's like building a fence around your inner sanctum, not to keep people out, but to create space for yourself to recharge and thrive. Now, find activities that bring you joy. This could be anything from painting to hiking to playing video games. Making time for things you genuinely enjoy can help you stay balanced and resilient when life throws its curveballs. It's like having a secret weapon to combat stress, your own personal happiness hack. And finally, remember that it's okay not to be okay. We all have our struggles, and there will be times when you feel overwhelmed or defeated. Don't beat yourself up about it. Be kind to yourself, take a step back, and remember that this too shall pass. Think of it like the wave analogy. The waves come and go, but the ocean remains. Let me share a quick story with you. I was once working on a major project deadline, juggling emails, phone calls, and meetings all at once. My to-do list felt miles long, and I was starting to feel that familiar, "I'm going to implode" feeling. But then I remembered something my grandmother used to say. Take a deep breath, and remember the mountains are still there even when the wind blows. So, I stepped away from my desk for 5 minutes, went for a walk in the park, and simply enjoyed the fresh air. When I came back, I felt calmer, more focused, and able to tackle my work with renewed energy. Sometimes, all it takes is a little shift in perspective, a chance to reconnect with nature or even just take a few moments to breathe, to get grounded again. So, those are our 5 key takeaways for staying grounded when things get chaotic. Mindfulness, gratitude, healthy boundaries, joyful activities, and self-compassion. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all experience these ups and downs, but by practicing these principles, we can cultivate a sense of inner peace that allows us to navigate life's challenges with more grace and resilience. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for staying grounded when things get wild? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey of detachment and inner peace. Until next time, remember, stay calm, stay present, and keep detaching from the chaos.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.